that issue before, or something was brought up, but it was later brought to my attention that it had just dawned on the councillor who brought it up. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. So just in regards to whether we needed to, how we spent that solar money, I just wanted to acknowledge that that was actually something that, that was thought of at the last minute.
No, I just want to go on later to work and tease out our level of debt so that we have an understanding, not only the fact that we've got loans, because we did have two big buildings, we've now got a heavier loan proportion. We have to decide whether that relates to the appetite of council or not, and we've got it, but it relates to how much can we increase that as our sporting facilities start to come on board.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that Council writes to the Transport Minister, Stephen Mulligan, and Annabelle Digance, MP, requesting the introduction of a weekend train service on the Tronsley line at hourly intervals. The Council believes that having no weekend train service on the Tronsley line is not best practice in public transport and is a gross underutilisation of a significant publicly funded infrastructure. Mr. Mayor, I welcome the comments from Rudy Timmer, the Manager of Infrastructure Projects. Most people that I actually mention this to sort of say you're joking. In other words, this can't be real. Are you sure you got this right? In fact, one of the first things I did when I was told by a member of the public, I went and checked the website for the railway to make sure, because I thought it can't be true. To my horror, it is true. And the lady that brought it to my attention was a resident of Mitchell Park who was at the Adelaide show doing neighbourhood watch duty, as I was, at the stand, and was lamenting that she couldn't catch the train, that she had to drive and find a car park. And I said, oh, what's the train broke down? She goes, no, there's no service. And I said, you're joking. Oh, no, there's no service on weekends. And I said, and she said, they built that wonderful new railway station at the showground and I can't catch a train there. So, you know, it's a double whammy for the show patrons, really, that, you know, they saw the infrastructure being built up with the Tonsley line and the new railway station at the showground, and lo and behold, on the weekend, they couldn't go. Now, look, you know, it could have been easily the case for the day before when the mighty Port Adelaide played at the Adelaide Oval. You wouldn't have been able to catch a train. So, from Tonson. So, you know, here we are with one of the few railway lines in South Australia that's been upgraded to electric rail, with new rail stock and the whole lot, but on a Saturday and Sunday you can't use it. Mr. Mayor, what sort of message does that send to the community about public transport, that it's really only there 5 days of the week for those people in that area? It sends the wrong signal, really, that public transport is some sort of burden for the state government, and they haven't really got it. They haven't really got the picture that that they should be in the business of stewardship with this, to actually provide the amenity and encourage the use. Now, the irony is this happened with the tram line. They actually got criticised for the amount of money they spent for the tram line, yet now it's exceeded all expectations. Well, I'm happy to do that. I could write it out if you like, but sure. But look, if the state, just in closing, if the state government's serious about the Tonsley project, they really need to actually put in place the appropriate public transport for the new housing development that is very close now, I hear, and also with student accommodation along there. Those students, if we're really encouraging a less use of the motor vehicle and nowhere to park them, they really need to actually have the infrastructure there to be used on 7 days a week, not five. So, but I just sort of pose this question, just a question in closing. I just wonder whether there's any other railway line in South Australia that's only used 5 days a week.
Yeah, I'll just be brief on this one. Driving home from the last meeting, I drove past a school, and I didn't realise I was next to school. I was on across from a school, but I did notice what looked like a school child, a boy of school age, be it late primary school, early high school, with a piece of fried chicken in his hand, looking at it lovingly, and it was an advert for this product. And I just thought, well, that's across from a school. You've got a school kid. It's blatantly advertising for it. So I just wanted to have a report just to see if there's any influence that we can have. I couldn't tell at night whether it was one of our bus shelters, because some of them are ours. So I just want a report to see, if there's any influence we can have. Looking at some of the graphs at childhood obesity and also obesity that we have, it's a chronic issue, and that's where our money's going to go. Chronic issues, chronic diseases are where our health budget's going to blow out. And you look at the graph in the number of fast food chains, stores available, and also the increase in sales, it is very similar to the increase in people being overweight and obese. It's a similar trend. So if we are able, to make some small step in within the field that we can control, I think that's a positive thing. So I put this to council.
I think it's a bit simplistic to target junk food for obesity. I think there are a number of factors at play, including television, lack of exercise, computers, iPads, having two parents working full-time, they can't cook properly for their children, public transport. And I think it's been said numerous times, we've got a new mayor, new culture. The old mayor that had a bit of a fixation on health is gone, and even tried to stop kids selling chocolates. So I think we should get over the health thing.
Yeah, I'm also against this. Listen, this is a parental thing. It's not a council thing. Otherwise, like you say, we could close roads, prevent motor cars, then people would have to walk. We could stop trains at weekends, so people have to walk to Adelaide. And worse than that, you'd probably stop me having my mints. So I'm against this.
It's well. I move that we extend time. Good enough. May I continue with my comments, Mayor? Yes, I support the motion regarding the advertising these schools. Certainly it's a parental influence that guides our kids from having junk food or too much of it, but it makes it a lot harder for parents if the advertisers are shoving it into the faces of the passers-by, especially in schools, so I completely support the motion.
Yes, I concur with every word of that. I do concur with every word just said. I'll use the M word again. Marketers don't do these sorts of things by chance. The children are effectively targeted, and it's that active aspect that really gets in my craw. I just find that parents and children themselves have enough trouble resisting the temptations than have them put right under their noses. We should in fact be doing a lot more if we're looking at community well-being than just this. I wholeheartedly support the motion.
Well, the last time the N word... No, I'm not closing. The last time the M word was used in, and I think in this context, was McDonald's, not marketing, but the big M. But and the last time I saw a child holding a chicken adoringly was outside Herbray High School, but the chicken was very much alive.
It was part of the experiment.
But I actually struggle not to support Councillor Blesky with this one because I have two children that are very easily attracted to junk food, and we have to work at that. And what Councillor Blesky is portraying doesn't help. It should be part of a bigger strategy. Doing this, and I take some of the opponents' point that doing this in isolation is not really going to. But we really shouldn't just throw our hands in the air and say, oh, look, it's all too hard, because the reality is that Australian children are probably bigger than American children now, and that should worry us all. I do have some sympathy for the former mayor in her attempts to address that issue. It'd be interesting to know whether we had any evidence to suggest that during that 15-year period our children are actually any lighter, but I'm not sure. But, look, it is an issue, and once again, we're not here for bin night. We should be able to take on board some of these social issues, as we have before, and I'm happy to support Councillor Wersky's motion.
Through the chair, I'd need to take that on notice. Certainly, it's Councillor Leskey's right. We don't own all the bus shelters, but certainly in the last 12 to 18 months, we've got a substantial financial benefit in terms of revenue that we never used to get, and it's more than $100,000 per annum. So to answer your question, I'd need to take on notice and give you specifics. The ones that council owns, we now have a contractual arrangement in place with appropriate advertising firms, and all the revenue we get in full. It is more than $100,000 per annum.
And look, I think we need to look at, this was the Seaview High School. The feeder suburbs are, I believe, Trot Park and Shadow Park. No, no pun intended. but these suburbs are outer metropolitan. A car is needed, and these are the suburbs where there is less availability of healthier options in eating, and there's higher risk, and there are larger clusters of fast food, and you notice that as you go further south. So it is actually quite poignant as far as the children that they are targeting. I agree, we're not going to change the world. I personally would love lots of things to change. I know that's at different levels of government. This is something we have some influence over, and we can also send a message at the same time. So, and I guess for those people that think, you know, you're looking at a nanny state and stuff like that, it's a lot cheaper and a lot more beneficial to, I guess, to have a situation people may criticise as somewhat nanny than to have to pay for the nurse.
I'm hoping that Malcolm Turnbull will change his mind on NBN, but also have a look at the Oaklands Crossing.
I hope the fruit and veg Christmas card doesn't make a comeback this term.
I'd firstly like everyone to start thinking about a birthday present for me in early October. But aside from that, I am trying to build up a bit of a storm amongst the Marino residents regarding the Lorenzen site development, or Secret Park as we're calling it, just to sharpen their senses as to what is planned, and pointing them at the Making Narian site, which still has a very good 55-page resume of the concept. So that might help the public consultation.